Tanner DeCock charged with that foul. His first team foul, number two for Oski. At the line shooting two is Nate Moore. He is 93% on the season, and he misses the front end.
That is the best announcer's jinx I've ever seen in my life.
I'll take the credit.
Let's do it again, right?
All right. Second free throw, good. One of two at the line for Moore. It's 11-0 run right here for Glenwood, and they lead it 11-5. Just under 5 minutes to go opening quarter, and Oski needs an answer here right now. After they jumped out 5-0, it's now an 11-0 run by Glenwood. Here's Tanner DeCock. Cruz, Henry, top of the key. Fires it down to the baseline to Cruz. Turnaround is good.
Cruz has seven.
Yep, he's got all seven for Oskaloosa.
And that was a nice dish by Cole. He waited for him. You know, that's the same play we've been running where we hit him on that backdoor cut, and he actually waited for Cruz to get the other side of the lane.
Stanislav has it on top. Gets a step ahead of Cruz, drives down the lane, and gets the finger roll. 13-7, Glenwood leads it. 4:15 left in the opening quarter.
Yeah, we got to keep guards out of the lane. We're late on help with our big guy Cole coming over there, so if we're going to be late on help, we got to fix that, but we got to keep those guys out of the lane.
Spencer Tucker handling the basketball for Oskaloosa. Now Cole Henry has it way out beyond the NBA line on the right side. Drives to the lane, picks up three defenders, fires it out to Foster. Foster for three! Good! His red-hot three-point shooting continues for Xavier Foster. Now Glenwood, Moore bringing it in, almost swatted by Foster, just over his fingertips, and Moore gets the running shot to go. 15-10 Glenwood. Here's Cruz trying to answer on the other end. Offensive foul, Jared Cruz.
And that was a good call. It's very unfortunate, but it was a really good call. He went for the Euro step, and the defender kind of anticipated it. A very nice defensive play, unfortunately for us, because that is Cruz's second foul.
And we're going to have a TV timeout here. TV timeout. This will be an extended media timeout. So we are going to take an extended timeout as well. 15-10, Glenwood leads Oskaloosa in the 3A championship with 3:34 left to go in the first quarter of play. We'll take a 90-second break, and we will be back on Thunder Country KIIC.
McGriff's is your fencing and tile headquarters. As planting prep season gets underway, get Prinsco water management tile from 3,000-foot rolls down to 20-foot sticks. Tile and fittings are all in stock at McGriff's. Got fences to repair or put up? McGriff's has all your Red Brand fencing and supplies, including creosote posts, fencing tools, and all the accessories. You've got enough to worry about with planting season just around the corner. Let McGriff's worry about the rest. For tile and fencing, head to McGriff's in New Sharon or Fremont, a short drive from your place.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
At Community First Credit Union, we work hard to make your banking experience the best it can be. Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Android Pay services are here. Enjoy an easier way to pay in stores and added security for online purchases. With high-tech tools and high-touch services, you can have both. Are you taking advantage of an easier way to bank? Let's talk today. Not a member? Applying online has never been easier. Go to c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us. Because at C1st, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Back in high fidelity at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines with Brett Dowd. I'm Jamie Brockman on Thunder Country KIIC. Out of the media timeout, Glenwood has the ball. Off the glass, no good by Bloom. Rebound, Foster. Oski started out on a 5-0 run. Glenwood then won on a 10-0 run. And right now, it's 15-10. Oskaloosa trails it with 3:08 to go first quarter in this 3A championship. Ryan Yates in the game for Oski out of the timeout. Cole Henry has it on the right side. Now to Spencer Tucker. First quarter brought to you by State Farm, Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa. Here on KIIC, Yates thought about a deep three. Tucker will take the deep three, and it's good! It's money for Spencer Tucker! and Oskaloosa quickly within two.
You know, I was just going to say, every game we've seen today has been a game of runs, and I want to know what the mental state of our guys is and how we're going to respond to their run. And you can't ask for a better response than that shot right there.
Stanislav, shot no
good.
Baby. Xavier Foster steals the rebound away. What a move by Jared Cruz in the lane for two off the glass. Switched hands in midair and flipped it up for the bucket. Oski ties it up 15-15. Moore can't get it to go on the right baseline. Foster snags another rebound. Here come the Indians looking for that lead with 2:09 to go first quarter. 15-15. Yates skips it clear over left corner. Cruz, deep three, good! Jared Cruz!
What a response. What a response.
18-15, Oski. That's a block by Foster! By Foster! And Tucker comes out with it.
Oh, he wants it.
Tucker for three! Oh! Just off the side of the rim.
It would have blown up, man.
I was coming out of my chair. I thought it was good. Rebound, Glenwood. They try to answer with a three. It's short. Long rebound on top to Cruz. And Cruz going to be fouled as he tries to dribble his way across half court. So Cruz, with the glued chin and all, comes out, and he's playing a great first quarter here, Brett.
Yeah, and I want to go back to the last defensive possession or two when their guard, number three, went down the lane there. He had a decent shot, but the presence of Xavier just being there, knowing he was there, he missed it long. And that's why we need Xavier Foster on the defensive side.
A minute 29 to go, first quarter, brought to you by State Farm agent Wendell Campbell at Oskaloosa. It's Oski 18, Glenwood 15. Oski has the basketball. Boy, Tucker really thought about a 25-foot three-pointer there. Elected not to pop.
And you know what? In this situation, a kid like that gets going, I'm okay with him firing if he feels it.
Henry will take the three. Good! Cole Henry for three!
We got them all going, baby. We got all of our guys going.
And Glenwood takes timeout. Timeout, Glenwood.
How about an 11-0 run?
Oski is on fire. 11-0 Indian run. It's Oski 21 and Glenwood 15 with 1:01 to go in the first quarter of play. You're listening to the Class 3A State Championship right here on Thunder Country KIIC High Fidelity from half court, courtside at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Just a 30-second timeout here. Glenwood trying to slow this momentum of Oski. It's absolutely a game of runs. Oski came out 5-0 to start. Glenwood went on a 10-0 run. Oski's answered back with an 11-0 run. And it's Oski 21, Glenwood 15. 1:01 left in the first quarter.
Oski's shooting it at 71% from 3, 5 of 7. And then Glenwood's at 2 of 5 of 40%. That's some good marks by both teams, honestly.
Yes, it is. All right, Glenwood has the ball out of the timeout. Oskaloosa, no press. They set up in the man-to-man. Under a minute to go now, first quarter. Here's Moore driving right side on Yates. Nice give and go there down the lane to Andrew Bloom, and he gets the two. So that ends the 11-0 run by Oski, but they still lead by four, and they've got the ball with 39 seconds to go, first quarter. Spencer Tucker. Dribbles in, now brings it right back out tops, resets, 28 seconds to go in the quarter. Cole Henry has it, over to Tanner DeCock, in the lane to Tucker Nunnicova.
Nice.
Quick touch, out to Yates. Yates for three. Hey, why not get your name in the book, Ryan Yates?
And that's just beautiful offense. Great shot by Ryan. Take nothing away from that, but that's beautiful. Nunnicova gets the ball on the post and just kicks it out to him, and we bury it.
Moore tries a three for Glenwood. No good. Rebound secured by Glenwood. And now... ball loose, out of bounds, and they say off Glenwood. It's Oskaloosa basketball. With 7 seconds to go, first quarter, Oski can strike again. They lead 24-17. Yates looking at the cock at half court, taken away by Moore. Glenwood trying to answer at the end of the quarter. It's blocked.
No.
It's partially blocked by Spencer
Tucker.
What
a block.
Man. Spencer Tucker with a blocked shot. Glenwood got it back, hit the basket, but after the buzzer, it doesn't count.
What a block. I mean, he saved a bucket. I wasn't even looking at the time, but by the time the guy went up and got the offensive rebound, tipped it in, it was no good.
You know, you talk about all the size for Oskaloosa, 6'11", 6'9", 6'6". How about Spencer Tucker, 6-foot, blocking a shot on the baseline?
He had a guard dunk earlier this year, though. Let's keep that in mind.
That's true. That's true.
And I'll put the guard on it. I was a guard, but that counts if you're a guard.
All right. Well, we've got one quarter complete in your 3A championship. Oskaloosa, 24, and Glenwood, 17. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter on Thunder Country KIIC.
All Good Trucking sends a shout-out to nephew Ryan Yates and the rest of the Oskaloosa basketball team. All Good Trucking, serving all of Iowa and Missouri, hauling machinery, livestock, grain, feed, and hay. Call Steve or Steve at All Good Trucking today at 641-777-4345. 641-777-4345.
We are back. Courtside, Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, High Fidelity, Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC with Brett Dowd. I'm Jamie Brockman. Back at the studios, Beth is running the controls for us tonight. Thanks for giving up your Friday night, Beth. We appreciate it. Joe Millage is here at the table with us. And our first quarter was brought to you by State Farm agent Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa. We go to the second quarter. That's brought to you by McGriff's in New Sharon and Fremont. After one quarter, Oskaloosa 24 and Glenwood 17. Glenwood has the ball to start. They'll inbound right in front of us here at half court.
You know, up-tempo, just like we called it. Both teams come into the game scoring a lot of points each game, well above the 3A average. So we knew it was going to be high-flying, and it hasn't let us down.
No. So looking at those first quarter numbers.
I'm just going to talk about our lineup real quick while you're looking at those. We're leaving one big guy out there. We're a little smaller right now, but we got Xavier in there giving Cruz and Cole a break. And I like the fact that of how we're rotating those guys in and making sure that we're keeping at least two or Xavier equivalent of two sometimes in the game.
So first quarter, Oskaloosa shoots 82% from the field. 82%, Brett. They were 9 of 11. Here's a three by Glenwood. No good. Offensive rebound, though. And then they try to kick it over the left wing, stolen by Tucker Nunnekoben. Nunnekoben with the steal.
We got a little fortunate there, lazy. We started to go down the court on a fast break. We didn't go get the board first. But Tucker made up for it.
Nunnekoben has it high above his head, skips over right corner. Wide open three for Yates. Can't connect this time.
That's a good look.
Rebound Glenwood. So Oski now is 6 of 9 from three-point land for 75%. There's a
quick jump shot there by Bloom, yeah. I mean, a big transition bucket there by him.
Here's Foster now, and he got by one defender as he tried to hold the basketball and spin the lane. He pinned it on his hip, lost it, and looks like it went off Glenwood.
Look, we're going to get a good bucket there, but their guards did a nice job of raping down on that ball as he brought it down.
Oski will inbound. They do clear over to the right corner to Tanner DeCock. Quick touch to Foster. Back to DeCock. Now out top. Spencer Tucker.
With his patent ball fake.
Glenwood shooting 44% for the game on 7 of 16. They're 2 of 7 from long range. Nunnekoben has it right wing. Here's DeCock now. Look at the Yates. Tipped away out of bounds. It'll stay with Oskaloosa. Good anticipation there by Ryan Bloom, but he couldn't run it down before it went out of bounds.
That was good defense, but we're making it a little too easy on Glenwood. We're a little stagnant. We're trying to post Xavier, which I love, but our guards need to make sure we're cutting and being a little bit more motion.
24-19. Oskaloosa leads the 3A championship. 6:43 to go in the first half of play. Oski has the basketball. Cole Henry now back into the game, replacing Nunnekoben. Foster has it out top. Over to Tucker.
Cut.
Here's Cole Henry. Banging hard, trying to get to the paint. Turnaround hook shot is good by Henry. I like the physicalness there of Cole Henry, putting the shoulder in and getting his position.
Yeah, if you're sitting at home and you haven't been to if you've been to Oski games, that's his patent go-to.
Andrew Bloom answers with a three, top of the key for Glenwood.
There you go.
26-22. Oski leads it.
Oh, goodness.
Yates slips, loses the ball, going the other way. Glenwood up off the window and good. That's Zach Carr, who's in the game. Converts off the turnover after Yates lost his footing. And now we're going to have a foul, a reach-in foul on Glenwood as Cole Henry caught the ball in midair coming across half court. Draws the foul.
Yeah, we just got to calm down a little bit there.
Ryan Bloom charged with the foul. Team foul number three for Glenwood.
You can tell.
Jared Cruz now to inbound right here in front of us at half court with 5:52 to go first half. Oski 26, Glenwood 24. Five straight now by Glenwood. And there's a steal. Another Oski turnover. Moore going the other way. Easy layup. Ties the game. 26-26 off the Oski turnover. And now they put the press
on.
Tucker breaks it. Pass down the floor to Cruz. Left wing. Foster for three. No. Can't connect. Rebound Glenwood. Almost threw it away. They get it back. To the hoop goes Nate Kennedy for the two. And Coach Ryan Parker wants a timeout. Timeout, Oski, as Glenwood takes the lead, 28-26, 5:20 to go in the first half. Our second quarter on KIAC, brought to you by McGriff's and Fremont and New Sharon. We'll take a 30-second timeout, and we'll be right back here at Wells Fargo Arena.
John Messenger started a kids podcast from his home with his son Griffin. He dreams of inspiring other parents to create something with their kids. American Family Insurance is helping to make that dream happen right now.
Dad, what else does a monster look like?
It was so huge.
John's podcast began at home, and your dreams can too. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Contact Phil Griffin, agent, 628-1581.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
All right, we're back. Courtside High Fidelity on Thunder Country KIIC with Brett Dowd. I'm Jamie Brockman. 5:15 to go in the first half. Glenwood now on top. 28-26 over Oskaloosa. Out of the timeout, Oski has it. Jared Cruz just goes to the hole with ease and lays it in. Ties it up, 28-all. What a game by Jared Cruz so far. 14 points here in the half.
Wow, what a half. And that goes to show you what a good timeout does, because Coach Parker did a nice job of calming the guys down. We get into our fast break and our press break, and we get a bucket.
And Oskaloosa takes the ball away here and a chance to regain the lead. 4:40 to go in the half. 28-28. Spencer Tucker letting the offense get set. Over to DeCock. Now Henry. Top of the key, Foster. Left side now, Cruz. Looking in the lane to Henry.
Double.
Gets it to him. He's double-teamed.
Wow.
Passes it to Foster. Foster gets the basket and the foul. Count the basket and one for Xavier Foster.
The and one was great, but Cole threw a dime there. You talked about that's why he plays quarterback right there. He threw a dime of a pass.
So 4:27 to go here in the half. And Oski regains the lead at 30-28. Foster at the line, shooting one. Oski is 0-for-2 at the free throw line so far.
Go in.
Rattled in. It wanted the game. Look at his dad, Dwayne, over there on the bench going nuts that we finally hit a free throw.
I wonder if he closed his eyes that time. I'm just kidding.
Finally hit a free throw. So 31-28. Oskaloosa back on top. Here's Moore driving against Nunnicoven. Swatted by Foster!
No way.
Into the front row.
And I like that matchup for us. Number three, Moore for them. It looks to get to their great shooter, great ball player. But we have Tucker Nunnicoven on him. He's a physical defender.
Foster, though, said get that out of here. Here's a three ball on the way by Glenwood. No good. Offensive rebound, though. And they get another look.
Oh, baby.
Almost a steal there. Almost a steal by Xavier Foster. Glenwood gets it back. Coach Parker wanted it over and back, but they say it was touched by Oski.
You know, very well could have been, because when Glenwood regained possession, he was on this side and stepped over. It was very close.
Three-point shot in and out for Glenwood. Rebound tipped out off Glenwood. It's going to Oskaloosa. Well, you look at the 10 rebounds for Glenwood in this game. 5 offensive so far. I'd like to see a few less of those.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to make sure that we're getting a body on them. We're big and tall, but they're 6'3", 6'4". They can jump. Got to get a body on them.
All right, second quarter action brought to you by McGriff's in Fremont and New Sharon here on KIIC. We're going to the media timeout, so we'll take it with them. Oskaloosa 31, Glenwood 28, 3:41 left to go in the first half. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
We're the One. We're the one jewelry store you'll ever need. The one place to go to for the most brilliant diamonds. The one to go to for colored gemstones. rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that dazzle the eye with color. And no one does fashion rings, bridal sets, and bracelets that are guaranteed to excite like Gardner Collier Jewelry, where the area's largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
Let Jody McCoy help you find your dream home. Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties has sold over $35 million in real estate last year. Now is a great time to consider buying property and lock in interest rates. We have buyers, and I can help you get the most money for your property, too. For the real estate service you deserve and the person you trust, contact Jody McCoy, real estate agent with Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties at 641-799-4450. 641-799-4450.
Welcome back, everybody. Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. 3A championship. 3:41 left to go in the first half. It's Oskaloosa 31, Glenwood 28. Courtside with Brett Dowd. My name is Jamie Brockman.
Give a quick shout out to our crowd again, man. We're covering about half the arena. I mean, there's dabs of some other colors in there, but it's mainly maroon and white.
And, you know, Glenwood's got a decent crowd of their own, but I also think there's a lot of people here that aren't really with either team. They just want to see this game.
Absolutely.
And the 4A fans start to file in for the final game, too, coming up between Iowa City West and Cedar Falls.
Get it going.
Oski has the ball out of the media timeout. Tanner DeCock brings it across half court, gets it in the hands of Spencer Tucker. Tucker now setting up the offense way out top. Cruz, top of the key, Xavier Foster over to Cole Henry on the right side. DeCock flashes through the lane.
Yeah, there you go.
Henry looking to Cruz, and Cruz is fouled from behind as he gets the pass. Jared Cruz, 14 points in this first half, and he is 6 of 6 from the field.
Yeah, foul was on Blum there. Andrew and Ryan Blum are brothers, and they're both very good.
Cruz, right baseline. Spins to his left, nothing there. Kicks it out to the right elbow where Tanner DeCock takes the shot. It rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound, Glenwood. Here they come running the other way. Three ball on the way, no good. Long rebound. Controlled by Foster, down the floor. Henry, slam dunk, baby! Cole Henry hammers it down on the break.
He's been waiting for that one. Yes. I know he has.
Yes, he has.
Rebound.
Glenwood tries to answer with a three. They can't. Rebound is tipped.
And that's absolutely a block. Yeah, there's no doubt.
Cruz came up with it. Big collision in the air.
You have to give the guy a chance to land.
Yep.
And the Glenwood fans can be upset with that all they want, but Cruz got undercut, and that's a no-no.
Absolutely. Nate Moore is charged with the foul. He does not like it.
I think that's three on him, if I'm correct.
Let's see. Is it?
Let's check it out here. Two fouls.
Okay.
Two fouls.
Second foul.
He's a big part of their team, though.
Team foul number six, though, so Oskaloosa will be in the bonus for the final 2.5 minutes of this half. Oski leads it 33-28.
We need a swing.
Cole Henry with it on the right wing. Hands it to Cruz.
Right corner.
Now Henry. Another dunk!
And one.
Another dunk for Cole Henry. He is pumped up. He's feeling it. Back-to-back dunks for Cole Henry. 35-28, Oski.
Very easily could have been an and one.
There's a shot up and good by Blum, Ryan Blum. Ends the Oski momentum for just a moment, but 35-30, Oskaloosa, just under 2 minutes to go in the half. Cole Henry wants the basketball.
Yep, stay patient. Get a good look.
Cruz going to drive down the left lane by two defenders up off the window with his left hand. He went right by two defenders on his way down the lane. And now, same thing on the other end for Glenwood, Zach Carr. That almost looked like an instant replay with a white jersey.
Yeah, as good as it was on the offensive side, we have to stop ball. You learned that in like third or fourth grade. We got to be better.
Spencer Tucker now drives in left side, throws it up, no good. He wanted a foul, nothing called. Glenwood rebound, top of the key. Three ball is good by Christian Stanislav. And we continue to go back and forth, back and forth. Oski 37, Glenwood 35. A minute 9 to go in this second quarter, brought to you by McGriff's and New Sharon and Fremont.
Yeah, it's back and forth, that's for sure. It's exciting.
Neither team will let the other one get away. Under a minute to go now.
There you go.
Cole Henry draws the defender, kicks it open.
Good look.
Over for an open three left wing, no good from Jared Kurth. Rebound, Glenwood. Here's an open three for Glenwood. Way too strong. No good. Rebound tipped by Tucker. And they're going to call Tucker for over the back.
And I like what Coach Parker's saying right here. The reason that Glenwood has had success on the offensive side making this little run is we have not picked up the ball coming down the court. And we did it again right there. We finally picked it up, but then we didn't have anybody back on the wing. So we've got to make sure we bodies have to fly back on defense against a good team like this.
43 seconds remain, first half. Oskaloosa 37, Glenwood 35. Some subs coming in. Tucker Nunnekoben is in for Oskaloosa. Here's a three ball on the way, left side, and it's good.
Blum.
By Andrew Blum. And Glenwood regains the lead.
Wow, what a half.
38-37, 30 seconds to play. Oski has the ball. Tucker Nunnekoben to Cole Henry. Henry looking at Foster, who's being double teamed in the lane. Look at those two guys just glued to Foster in the lane.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be open.
Well, and Nunnekoben is, and they know Nunnekoben's not going to shoot the ball. Not that he can't, but he's been more of a glue guy for us this year, and I think in this moment he's wanting some of our other guys to take the shot.
Here's Henry off a screen from Foster. Foster goes down the lane. He goes up for the dunk. He's stripped as he goes up and fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Almost a hammer highlight dunk there by Foster.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a great play. The pass forced Xavier to put the ball down a little bit and let those guards get in there and get a hold of it, or else it would have been.
Yeah, just a high post screen there by Foster, and then he goes down the lane. Henry gets it to him. We see that over and over and over.
Good job, Xavier.
And there's a free throw. Good by Xavier Foster. Holy cow, we've hit two free throws in a row. Can you believe it?
Let's keep it up.
So that ties the game, 38-38, 4 seconds remain. Second free throw coming here for Foster.
Let's not take one of these free throws for granted.
He's 2 for 4 at the free throw line so far in this half. And now we've got maybe some...
We got blood, it
yeah,
looks like.
Yeah, I must have some blood on Andrew Blum, and they're going to make him go to the sideline. So a sub coming in for Glenwood here before the second free throw. Jake Merfeld will come in from the bench. 4 seconds remain in the half. Oski 38, Glenwood 38. Second free throw coming from Xavier Foster, the 6'11 sophomore. 7 points so far for Foster. And the second free throw, no good, little strong. Rebound controlled by Glenwood. 1 second, three ball on the way at the buzzer. No good off the back iron. And we are going to halftime. All tied up in this 3A championship, 38-38, Oskaloosa and Glenwood. Brett, that's the best half of basketball I've seen in a long time.
I was just going to say that there's no way there was a more exciting half of basketball in this building all week.
Absolutely.
The fact that it's 38-38 right now after all of that action is crazy.
And if you look at the first two championship games played today, 1A and 2A, these were close to the final scores in the low 40s, maybe low 50s.
Yeah.
And here we are, 38-38 at halftime with two full quarters to go. What a game so far. It's anybody's championship to grab right now as we're halfway through the 3A title game. And Oski and Glenwood all tied up, 38-38. Second quarter action was brought to you by McGriff's and New Sharon and Fremont. We'll go ahead and take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back here to the well, and we'll go through the numbers and statistics from your first half. You're listening to Oskaloosa State Basketball on Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or will you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and GNP Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Stop in or call GNP Insurance in Albia, 641-932-3171.
Community First Credit Union, we work hard to make your banking experience the best it can be. With high-tech tools and high-touch service, you can have both. Deposit checks on the go, bank with our mobile app, live chat with us online, anywhere, anytime. Enjoy an easier way to bank at CFirst. Not a member? Applying online has never been easier. Go to c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us. Because at CFirst, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you feel like you've been hit by a ton of bricks? When it comes to filing your tax return, let Boylan Henderson, with locations in both Albia and Oskaloosa, help you with your personal and business tax returns, bookkeeping, or payroll needs. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 to see how Boylan Henderson can help you this tax season.
Springtime is just around the corner, and your big, beautiful True Value store in Oskaloosa has hot deals for you on sunflower, bird seed, wheelbarrows, turf builder, Roundup, too. You don't want to miss the savings at your big, beautiful Oskaloosa True Value. Behind every project is a True Value. Your True Value on the square in Oskaloosa.
Welcome back, everybody. High fidelity here, courtside, half court at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. 3A championship game. Oskaloosa and Glenwood all tied up 38-38. And again, we get the stunt dogs at halftime. We saw this at halftime in the 2A championship, and it was awesome. And we get to see it again here in the 3A championship. Holy cow.
That dog could have dunked that frisbee.
I was going to say, yeah. Yeah, you're on a basketball floor. You ought to figure out how to get the dog to get up and dunk this thing. But anyway, pretty exciting stuff here at the Well. All right, so again, we're 38-38 at halftime. Halftime is brought to you by Penn Central Eye Clinic and Dr. Jim Els in Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa. And Brett, boy, I tell you what. You know, it's when you get to this point, it's who wants it more. And both teams want this pretty bad, as we've seen in the first half.
Yeah, it was definitely a half of runs. Not that we would anticipate that, but it was kind of nice to see that both teams were able to respond to adversity. Although I would love to see Oski to keep one of those runs going and maybe make Glenwood feel like they're falling out of it a little bit. But I was very proud of our guys for responding to the runs that Glenwood made.
Yep, absolutely. Take a look at some of the first half numbers here quick. Oskaloosa shooting 68% in the first half of play. 15 of 22. Glenwood only shooting 45.5% on 15 of 33. Three-point field goals, Oskaloosa shooting 6 of 11. 54.5%. Glenwood 5 of 16 from 31%. Free throws were 2 for 5. Much better than what we saw in the first two games. 40%. Glenwood 3 of 4 for 75%. Glenwood out-rebounding Oskaloosa though in the first half, 16-10. That's one of the stories of the first half, really, that's allowing Glenwood to stick in this, because we're shooting a much higher percentage, but you know, we're just not getting the rebounds.
Yeah, I look at the rebound differential, and which is key, and then you look at that turnover differential, man. They have 12 points off of turnovers, and we have 3 points off of turnovers. So the reason this thing is balanced as it is because we're shooting that 54% from the three-point line. We have 6 threes, and they're getting their points off of turnovers. So if there's an area to clean up, that's it.
Score was tied 5 times in the first half. The lead changed 5 times. Again, as Brett mentioned, 12 points off turnovers for Glenwood compared to 3 for Oskaloosa. In the paint, Oskaloosa winning the battle there, 18-14. Glenwood with 5 second chance points, Oskaloosa with none. Glenwood, though, another story, 14 fast break points, only 4 for Oskaloosa. Those were a couple of dunks.
Yeah, and you're looking at the turnovers again. You know, yep. When we don't take care of the ball, it's easy to get out on the run.
All right, so those are the team numbers. Now you look at some of the individual numbers. And for Glenwood, they are led at the break. 2 players, double figures. Andrew Blum with 12 points, 5 of 8 shooting, 5 rebounds. 10 points for Christian Stanislav, who's their leading scorer on the season. For Oskaloosa, what a first half by Jared Cruz. 16 points on 7 of 8 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3-point range. He's got, He's been doing a lot of rebounding in the first two rounds. Only one rebound here in this first half, but 16 points by Jared Chris. Exactly what we need him to do.
Yeah, and he got it going in that last game against Waverly Shellrock. So he picked up. He gained a little confidence there. And once he sees the ball go in the hoop, he's such a smooth player, man. If you haven't seen Jared Cruz play, I think he's going to Simpson to play. And they're fortunate to have such a player like that because he does everything and makes the game look very easy.
Elsewhere for Oskaloosa, 9 points for Cole Henry. 4 of 4 from the field, 1 of 1 from long range. A couple dunks, back-to-back dunks by Cole Henry in that first half. He's got 9 points. 7 for Xavier Foster. He's 2 of 4 from the field. 1 of 3 from long range, 2 of 5. He's the only player to shoot a free throw in the first half for Oskaloosa, and he was 2 for 5. 3 points for Spencer Tucker, and 3 points for Ryan Yates, and that's your scoring for Oskaloosa. Again, halftime score is Oskaloosa 38, Glenwood 38. We've got 2 quarters to go, Brett. It's anybody's ball game.
Yeah, how exciting, and we were just talking here a second ago. They have actually opened up the upper deck.
Yep.
There are people filing into the upper deck because there's not enough room to sit on the lower level.
That's crazy.
A crazy sight.
Yeah, biggest crowd I've seen at Wells Fargo Arena in a long time.
Yeah.
Kudos to the fans, and I'm sure the Athletic Association is very, very pleased that Oskaloosa's in this championship game tonight because they've drawn a lot of attention. But I will say this, Glenwood also has a pretty darn big following. I've been doing reports with the Iowa High School Sports Network all week through KIIC Radio on the KIIC website, and they're linked directly to the Iowa High School Sports Network. So I've been doing audio updates, and earlier in the week I was going into the interview rooms and getting some words with each coach, and I did a Facebook Live interview on Iowa High School Sports Network page with the Glenwood coach, and I couldn't believe the amount of response from fans of Glenwood, you know, congratulating coach and talking about good luck in the semis and things like that. So they got a good following themselves. Plus, let's not forget the 4A game is coming up next, too. And Cedar Falls and Iowa City West have some fans here, too.
Well, and I think from a 3A standpoint, though, it talks and speaks volumes about the community as a whole, because it's not such a big community where you have so many other things going on that when your teams make it to this level, to this elite part of the basketball season, you're going to show up and support, and both communities have done a fantastic job of doing that. You know, we've sat through some 4A games, and it will not be this full, I guarantee it.
No.
The 3A is about as full as it gets. The 2A was extremely full, too, so
yep.
what a great scene, and this is something that not only OSCE players are going to remember, but every player that has had the opportunity to play in this environment, that's pretty special.
Stunt Dogs continue to put on a show here at halftime, and I'll tell you what, if you're a baseball coach, any level, and you need like a center fielder or a right fielder or a left fielder to chase down fly balls, I'd get a hold of one of these dogs, man. They're throwing full court length frisbee tosses, okay? And these dogs are chasing them down from one end to the other, leaping up in the air and catching them. And what's really cool is how they anticipate it so well. These dogs, I mean, I'm watching them, and they know, oh, gosh, you know, I'm overrunning it or I need to go faster. Yeah, these are some very, very well-trained dogs.
I got some news for you. You put some football pads on these guys, there's no one going to be able to keep up with them. If you throw that Frisbee long enough, they're going to score.
You're probably right.
They're going to catch it, I guarantee you that.
Yeah, you're probably right. I can't even train my dog to catch a treat, man.
or do anything.
I can't imagine how much time it takes to get these dogs trained like this. But kudos to the trainers, and what a show here this afternoon in the 2A championship and tonight in the 3A championship at halftime by the Stunt Dogs and their trainers. Again, halftime score, Oskaloosa and Glenwood all tied up 38-38 in the 3A championship. We're going to go ahead and take another 2-minute timeout, and then we'll return to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines and get ready for second half action coming your way on Thunder Country KIIC.
Do you feel like you've been hit by a ton of bricks? When it comes to filing your tax return, let Boylan Henderson, with locations in both Albia and Oskaloosa, help you with your personal and business tax returns, bookkeeping, or payroll needs. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 to see how Boylan Henderson can help you this tax season.
Springtime is just around the corner, and your big, beautiful True Value store in Oskaloosa has hot deals for you on sunflower, bird seed, wheelbarrows, turf builder, Roundup too. You don't want to miss the savings at your big, beautiful Oskaloosa True Value. Behind every project is a True Value. Your True Value on the square in Oskaloosa.
Everyone knows that Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa has rolls upon rolls upon rolls of carpet in stock and always at low warehouse prices. But what you didn't know is that Modern Floor also carries real wood flooring in stock as well. Stop in and check out the wood flooring options at Modern Floor for carpet, for vinyl, and yes, for real wood flooring. It's Modern Floor in Oskaloosa.
Planting season is just around the corner, and you've got enough to worry about with just the weather, so let McGriff's worry about the rest. Get your equipment running as efficient as possible. Stop into McGriff's for Baldwin filters. Baldwin offers heavy-duty protection under the toughest operating conditions, and McGriff's has thousands of Baldwin product in stock. McGriff's also has gaskets, belts, hoses, oil, and lube. You want to be out running in the field, not stuck back in the shop. McGriff's in Fremont and New Sharon is just a short drive from your place.
On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about your coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. You can call me, your good neighbor agent, Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa today, and we'll help combine your home and auto and enjoy the savings. See us at 807 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa or find us on the internet at insureoski.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Let's go to Rooney Fest!
Looking for a fun, free event for the whole family? Bridgeview Center invites you to Family Fest on Saturday, March 10th from 10 to 4. Enjoy nonstop entertainment, burn off energy in the fun zone, take part in the Safety City, and see interactive STEM displays from Indian Hills Community College and Atumal Community Schools. Don't miss your chance to take part in a day of free family fun at Family Fest, Saturday, March 10th at the Bridgeview Center in Atumwa.
Paint? No. Paramount isn't just paint. It's the number one paint in overall interior hide and stain resistance, providing the most advanced protection in just one coat. And now you can get that same outstanding protection with our new Paramount One Coat White. This first-of-its-kind one-coat ready mix white provides a beautiful white finish. You'll find Paramount paint exclusively at Menards. In third-party tests, interior paint claims versus super premium home center brands in eggshell sheen.
Now at Menards, save big on Pittsburgh Paramount paint with 11% off everything.
Are you a senior in high school with plans to attend college or vocational school next fall? Then listen up. Community First Credit Union is awarding $42,000 in scholarships to area high school seniors in 2018. Apply today by visiting our website at c1stcu.com. Deadline to submit your application is March 15th. Don't miss out on a chance to earn free money towards your education. Community First Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
All right, welcome back, everybody. High Fidelity here courtside, Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. As we head to the second half, anybody's game, 38-38, Oskaloosa Glenwood. And our halftime presented by Penn Central Eye Clinic, Dr. Jim Ellis and the staff, located at Penn Central Mall, downtown Oskaloosa. We go to the third quarter, and that is brought to you by our friends at Oskaloosa True Value. Downtown Oskaloosa. Stop in to see the new, beautiful True Value Hardware in Oskaloosa. Say hi to Glenda and Brian and the staff. And but I tell you what, you need something for a home project, they got it. Yard, garden, whatever. They can help you out. They got it all. Oskaloosa True Value. All right, third quarter underway. Oskaloosa has first possession. 38-38. Just kind of keep the pedal to the metal here, Brett.
Yeah, you got one half to play here. Obviously, the keys of this half are we need to take care of the basketball.
Foster, beautiful turnaround in the lane. Good.
And we need to rebound. We rebound and take care of the basketball, we can win this thing. So you got Glenwood taking the ball here, rotating it. Oskaloosa is just make sure they stay in front. There could have been a charge by Tanner again.
Oh, nice. Shooter's touch there by Moore as hit the back of the rim and bounced in. So each team with a bucket here in the third quarter. We're tied 40-40. Both teams with their same starting five. DeCock. They leave him open for a three. He doesn't pop it. He can hit it.
And that's okay, though. Early in the offense, Tanner's a smart player. He easily could have pulled that, but he decided to pull it back out. And let's work some offense.
1 minute into the third quarter, brought to you by Oskaloosa True Value. Each team with a bucket. There's a running shot. Baseline by Tucker. No good. Rebound by Henry. Putback is in and out. And Glenwood comes out with it. Great look there on the putback by Henry. It just rattled out. We're tied at 40. 6:40 left to go, third quarter in the 3A championship, and there's going to be a foul on Oskaloosa as Stanislav put up a jumper on the right wing.
That's touchy. That was touchy. I mean, nothing you can do about it. Tanner's kind of looking like, what did I do? But just move on.
Didn't give him any free throw, so the foul is before the shot. And Glenwood inbounds. 6:35 to go, third quarter. Long shot up, no good. Foster tipped the rebound as it came off the rim, but it's into the hands of Glenwood.
Yeah, that cannot happen. We have got to find a body. He Blom just wanted it more. He crashed the glass and went and got it.
Again, Oski being out-rebounded right now. 18-11 in this game. That is the seventh or eighth offensive rebound
and another one
for Glenwood. And there's another one on a missed shot. Three ball up again. Another offensive rebound. Still can't hit the putback in the paint. Another offensive rebound. Three ball. Stanislav, no good. Rebound tipped around. Another one for Glenwood. Are you kidding me? This is their sixth chance on this possession, Brett.
Hey, guys, this might be good for us, though, because it's going to wake our guys up and make them realize that you don't turn around and look at the ball. You find a body, and you get a block out, and you rebound the basketball.
Here's a drive down the lane, partially blocked by Henry. Another offensive rebound. Another miss, another offensive rebound. Free throw line jumper, and they finally hit it. You give a team 8-9 chances, Brett, eventually they're going to knock one down.
A couple of those were bad shots, loose balls. I'm okay with a couple of them, but we need to wake up on the defensive side, and we need to rebound, and hopefully this does it.
That's 14 offensive rebounds
and
now
turnover
by Glenwood, and then Oskaloosa turns it over, stolen by Glenwood. Here comes Glenwood the other way. Shot up off the window, rolls off the glass, no good. Tanner DeCock grabs the rebound that time. Good job, Tanner. 14 offensive rebounds, though, now in the game for Glenwood. Here's a three on the way, way long by Cruz. Rebound chased down in the corner by Glenwood, and then he loses it out of bounds over there in the far. No, it was tipped out by Oski. So it's going to be Glenwood basketball. I think Tanner got poked to the eye on that last rebound, and the officials are checking to make sure he's okay.
And Tanner's wishing they would have called a foul.
Yeah. So 24 total rebounds. They're doubling up Oski in rebounds. 24-12 right now. 14 offensive rebounds. They have more offensive rebounds than Oski has total rebounds right now. Gotta box them out.
I have a feeling that's going to be brought up in the next timeout.
So Glenwood has the basketball. They lead 42-40 with 4:40 to go in the third quarter. A lot of basketball still to be played.
Yeah, we're okay. Buckle down. Buckle down. Good defensive possession here. We're keeping them in front, not letting them get to the rim. Come on now.
Here's Moore driving in, and DeCock is going to get called for the block.
That's a good call.
It is. Tanner was about a half a step slow that time is all.
Yep. Honestly, that's one of those where if he stays up, he probably gets the foul called on him anyways because Stanislav had a step.
So DeCock picks up the foul. He'll go to the bench, get a breather.
Got a high-low seal here off the inbound.
Free throw line jumper, rebound. No good. Rebound snagged off the rim by Cole Henry. Here comes Oskaloosa looking to tie or take the lead.
Oh, my. He's got him buried.
Ryan Yates, left side.
Cut.
Back to Yates at the free throw line. Now Cruz going to drive in right side. Finger roll is good.
That's a nice job by Cruz. He was waiting for the rotation. We had opportunities to cut to the rim, and Cruz got it and dribbled to the rim. So nice job of recognizing the situation.
18 points now for Jared Cruz. Glenwood looking to answer. Stanislav can't connect.
There we go. Go. We got numbers.
Oski's got the numbers. Coming the other way. Tucker in the lane to Henry. Left side. Good. Cole Henry with the bucket. And Oski scored four straight now, and they regained the lead, 44-42. Here's Moore in the lane on the other end. Puts it up, no good. But a foul against Oskaloosa. Well, yeah. Didn't I say in the pregame I thought this would be a high-scoring game, a run-and-gun game? It's that and then some.
Yeah, and I can see Coach Parker and Coach Foster over there. And I can tell you right now what they're going to talk about. One, obviously, they're going to talk about finding a man, blocking out, and let's make sure we get boards.
Yep.
But the reason right there Moore was able to get to the rim is he went right past Xavier and Cole. So now it's a guard versus all of our guards, and he gets the rim and gets fouled. We have to get our big guys sprinting back, and that's something I noticed against Waverly Central or
Waverly
Shell Rock. So I just saw him getting frustrated with that. So I guarantee you that's what their huddle sounds like right now.
So Glenwood out-rebounding Oskaloosa right now, 25-14. 14 of those 25 rebounds have been on the offensive end. And Oski's got to find a way to shut that down. 3:28 left to go in the third quarter of the 3A championship. It's Oski 44 and Glenwood 42, and this is the media timeout. I missed that, so it's an extended timeout. So we'll take one as well, and we'll be back in 1 minute on Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country KIIC.
McGriff's is your fencing and tile headquarters. As planting prep season gets underway, get Prinsco water management tile from 3,000-foot rolls down to 20-foot sticks. Tile and fittings are all in stock at McGriff's. Got fences to repair or put up? McGriff's has all your Red Brand fencing and supplies, including creosote posts, fencing tools, and all the accessories. You've got enough to worry about with planting season just around the corner. Let McGriff's worry about the rest. For tile and fencing, head to McGriff's in New Sharon or Fremont, a short drive from your place.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
All right, we are back. Courtside, High Fidelity, Thunder Country, 96.7 KIIC. Out of the timeout, Glenwood at the free throw line. They knocked down both free throws and were tied again. 44-44, 3:16 to go in the third quarter.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. Cruz tried to throw it in the lane to Foster over the top. Foster looked away for just a second. We throw it away.
Yeah.
And now try to get back on defense, and we tip it away from behind. Stays with Glenwood. They'll inbound just past half court with 3:08 to go third quarter. 44-44. Glenwood has the ball. Third quarter action brought to you by Oskaloosa True Value. With Brett Dowd, I'm Jamie Brockman. Here's a three ball on the way. A long three short off the front of the rim. Henry.
There we go.
Had position. And will be fouled. Yeah, good rebounding position there by Cole Henry.
That's foul number one on Glenwood for this quarter.
Yeah, only their first foul of the second half. We've committed three. Tanner DeCock does have three fouls for Oski. He's on the bench. Jared Cruz has two. Those are the only potential foul issues for Oskaloosa right now. Here's entry pass in the lane to Cruz. Can't make the turn. Kicks it back out top to Foster. Now back to Cruz on the left wing. Cruz working off a screen from Foster. Drives in. Running hook shot. No good. Rebound. Glenwood, can we get back defensively? Nope. They beat us down the floor. They get the layup. Tucker was there. He jumped at it, but a little late. 46-44 Glenwood. Oski has the ball. Spencer Tucker out top.
We're getting into some set here. I hear Coach Parker yelling out a set.
Cruz has it far left wing right in front of the Oski bench. Henry now on the right side. Out top, Yates back to Tucker on the left. In the lane to Henry. Henry goes up, off the glass, good, and one.
Yep.
Count the basket, and one for Cole Henry.
Cole catches low on that left side. It's tough to stop him, especially when he's got 4 inches on you. He uses that left. He can shield your body from the ball. That's a tough assignment. That's why you have to, if you're Glenwood there, you got to make sure that you cut his face, and he cannot cut your face, I should say. You got to beat him to the spot.
Cole Henry now with 13 points, a chance to make it 14. And the free throw, no good. Man, we cannot buy a free throw. We're now 2 of 6.
At least they look good. I mean, I feel like we're shooting with a little bit of a rhythm today.
So, Oski and Glenwood tied up 46-46. A minute 40 to go in this third quarter. Brought to you by Oskaloosa True Value. There's a shot just outside the lane. Up and good by Bloom.
It's a good look. Tough shot right over Cole.
Ryan Bloom.
Yep.
He's having a great game. Actually, that's just only his second basket, I think. Sorry. The other Bloom that has the game.
Ryan Bloom is a freshman, by the way.
Ryan Yates nails a three ball. His second of the game. Oski on top, 49-48. 105 to go in our third quarter.
That's good for us. We get Yates going. He's a smooth shooter. Smooth shooter.
Tucker Nunnacove into the ball game right now. So is Ryan Yates, as well as Jared Cruz, Cole Henry, and Spencer Tucker. There's a three by Ryan Bloom from the right corner. And it's good, and Glenwood takes the lead back. 51-49 with 43 seconds to go, third quarter.
At this point, this is nothing new for our guys or Glenwood. It's gonna be a battle. It's going to be a battle.
Ryan Yates reverses it to the left side. Spencer Tucker, top of the key now. Cruz back over to the right side to Yates. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Left wing, Henry.
Nice
through
pass.
The lane. Open is Yates on the baseline. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Put it right back in.
Yates ended up, and it, rather than going over the screen, Yates went behind the screen, and we actually hit him on the backside of the hoop. Cole Henry finding another player at the hoop. What a pass.
8 points in this game for Ryan Yates. 51-51. 2 seconds to go, third quarter. Running shot, no good off the glass. Cruz with the rebound, and that's the end of the third quarter, brought to you by Oskaloosa True Value. Holy cow, neither team can separate from the other. 51-51 after three quarters in the 3A championship game here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. 8 minutes to go in regulation. At this point, we may be playing all night, Brett. You're listening to Oskaloosa State Boys Basketball Class 3A Championship on Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and we'll be back at Wells Fargo Arena.